is his name?
His name is Rick Harrelson.
Rick?
Harrelson. H-A-R-A-L-F-O-N. Rick.
Okay. And his address?
Sydney, Montana.
And the object chased him?
Yes, it chased him. It was at an elevation, he figured, above the ground at about 50 feet. I do, too. And got anywhere from a half mile to a little closer.
Okay.
I chased him all the way.
Could we get your name, too?
Pete Quinnell. Q-U-I-N-N-E-L-L. And I'm a senior patrolman with the Fairview Police Department.
Okay.
Fairview, Montana.
And this occurred this morning?
Yep, at approximately 2:45.
Okay.
He reported it to me at 3:05, and I observed it myself at 3:00.
All right, sir, could we get back to you later for an interview?
Well, I suppose so.
Great. And we thank you very, very much for calling.
Where are you located at?
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye. We would like to get a description of what you saw last night, if possible, beginning with the events that led up to this and then your actual sighting.
Beginning of the events that led up to it and the actual sighting.
Yes.
Well, like I said, I was on duty last night, and I was just doing routine patrol, and this car came into town, this one that contained this Harrelson kid, and he stopped, and he came over to me, and he says, "You ain't gonna believe this," which, you know, I didn't know whether to or not, so we went out and looked, and that's when it did, but he said the reason I wasn't going to believe him was this object that chased him back from about 23 miles east of town here, Fairview.
Yes.
To Fairview, at a speed of in excess of 120 miles an hour. And so that's what led me to go out there with him. He was with me when we went out.
Uh-huh.
And we seen the thing. And it was just kind of a bright blue-greenish light with a kind of a fluorescent orange or real, not a bright red, but a kind of a combination between red and orange colored flashing light on top.
Which section of the sky was this in?
Well, it had been in the, from where we were, it was straight east of town.
Uh-huh.
And it followed him all the way from the junction, Highway U.S. Highway 85 and number 200 in North Dakota, all the way to Fairview.
Now, as you were watching the object, did it remain stationary?
It remained stationary for a while, and then it had moved sideways and up a little bit, not very much, probably 50 feet, and back down sideways over to the side.
How far away would you say that was, just an estimate?
Mile.
Okay.
It came in closer than that, though, at times.
Were you able to detect any sound?
No sound.
How was the weather conditions there this morning?
Last night they were extremely clear with, it was starlit night.
Uh-huh.
Cold, it was about 20 degrees. It was cold.
Okay, how long did you watch that object?
Well, we watched it for half hour, 20 minutes at least.
And did it move away while you were still there?
It finally moved out of sight.
I see.
It was gone.
Just that quick?
Yeah.
Which direction?
Huh?
Which direction did it go?
Then east and straight up.
Straight up, okay.
So you just couldn't see it anymore.
Uh-huh.
It was a clear night. You could see it for a long way.
Now, all you could see then was light itself. You couldn't make out any hulk?
No, I would say the area of light was about as big as old Cadillac car. Bigger model. It was a fairly large-sized shield.
Did it have any defined shape to it?
Kind of just round light.
Straight round. Okay.
It was flashing light, and then it was kind of a bluish-green light. It was bright. Real bright light. And then you could see this bright orange light. Bright orange red light on top flashing.
I see.
But now when he first seen it, it was hovering about 50 feet above the ground up there. Oh, junction 85 and 200, about a half mile east of that junction, moving above a hill about 50 feet above the ground when he first seen it. That's when he turned in, turned around and come back.
I see.
And when he turned around to come back, it followed at an altitude of about 50 feet, from anywhere from 100 yards to a half mile behind him all the way.
Okay, now, you were in your patrol car when you were observing this?
Yes, I was.
Did you get any kind of radio interference?
No, we didn't. I talked with several stations to see if they could confirm seeing it. They couldn't see it from where they were.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it was 11 miles away.
I see.
The nearest.
And you didn't receive any additional calls at the department that night?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
It was up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh. Okay, and there was no sound. And did the object at any time make any, other than the up and down motion, any other movements?
Well, side to side.
Side to side, okay. Now, did that light, the glow, not the light on top, but the glow, the round glow, did it change brightness at any time?
Like I say, I don't know whether it was revolving or just like whether it was like one of these strobe lights that just flashed. But it blinked on and off.
Just continuously?
Continuously on and off.
Uh-huh. Okay. And then the both of you just drove back to town?
Yes, I drove back. We drove back into town. I continued to watch it. He went on home.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, I think he left and we worked. But I don't know if you could hold him.
How do you felt that you watched this for how long?
Oh, I would say 20 minutes.
20 minutes, okay. That's
half hour.
Okay,
good. It started following him about 10 minutes before he told me. It only took about 10 minutes to get up front of his van.
Uh-huh.
Before not moving. He notified me at about 5 minutes to three.
Did this scare him?
I looked at it about three. Huh?
Did it scare him pretty bad?
Yes, it did. Extremely shook up.
Uh-huh. Well, sir, we sure want to thank you for giving us a call this morning on this particular incident. And if we get any additional information on this, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Well, I don't know what it was, but it sure was weird.
Is this the first time you've ever seen one of these UFOs? What was your opinion of them prior to this?
I mean, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Uh-huh.
And by reputable people that I've met, sheriff's deputies, everything.
Well, we thank you again for giving us a call, and I hope that if anything else happens in your area, you'll notify us.
Do you have any reports like this tonight?
Oh, yes.
That was the only one.
No, no.
They come in more from Montana?
We were up all night last night getting reports from all over the Northwest United States.
All of them similar to ours?
There were two close approaches, and then the others were fairly high altitude objects.
There was some similar to the one that happened here?
No, not that close.
Well, I had a camera in the car. I gave it a thought to the transition picture. I was just trying to show that. I had a Polaroid camera.
Uh-huh.
But I'll guarantee you, if I ever see one again, man.
if you ever do, be sure to let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Did you try to get hold of me?
Yes, sir, we have. We're very interested in getting a rundown on your experience early this morning.
Yeah, that was something else.
Okay, now, why don't you start right from the beginning, whatever led up to this, and then give us a full description of what happened.
Okay. I work in Ray, North Dakota. I was over here visiting my fiance, and about 2 o'clock last night I left. And I was driving back so I could get back to work this morning. And I was driving along, and I was going out towards this, you go through this town called Fairview, and then you go east up to this corner. And then there's this corner where you meet another highway that goes north-south.
Mm-hmm.
And I travel that road all the time. And, you know, I'm pretty familiar with everything that's going on around there. And I could see this light up there. It was kind of a orangish-red light, and it wasn't really flashing. It was kind of just kind of vibrating, blinking-like.
Yes.
And at first I just thought it was, you know, a car taillight. But when I got up closer up to it, I could see that it was just one light. And for some reason, I didn't want to go up there because, you know, I heard that they had some sightings over in the eastern part of North Dakota yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
where was this at? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But so I stopped. There was a dip in the road, and I stopped down at the bottom of that, and I pulled off into approach, and I looked up there, and it was above the highway. There's a hill above the highway, and it looked like it could have probably been setting up on that hill, just above the north-south highway there.
That's 85.
Right.
Okay.
And so I turned around because I know a gravel road. I didn't want to go through it. So I knew a gravel road that I could go around that thing on. And, when I turned back, I decided, well, I'll stop at one of these farmhouses here, you know, and see if, you know, if somebody could see what it is with me, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
But I pulled in this farmhouse and it didn't look like anybody was around. So I started pulling out of the farmhouse to go back on the highway, and I looked up, and it was coming towards me. And so I turned to the west and got up to about 60 miles an hour, and I saw a green light come on. And then it scared me, so I just put it to the floor. And my car's speedometer reads 100 miles an hour, and I had it down way past that. And I could see the thing in my rearview mirror inside of the car. It was behind me, but you know, and it had the both lights on. And then the greenish blue light on it got really bright, and it rolls up, and I couldn't see it in that mirror anymore, but I could see it on the mirror from the outside.
Okay, now are you still on Highway 85 when all this is going on?
Let's see. I'm on that high. I don't know exactly which highway. What number it is. It's a east-west highway.
Okay, that's 200. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm on that highway, and I'm going back towards Fairview.
Right.
And when that, and it just, it stayed back there almost all the way. There was one point, just as there was a town called Cartwright, and I came over this hill, and I lost sight of it for a second there, and there was a car coming off the side road. And it turned and went east, and I lost sight of it until I lost sight of that car, and then it was there behind me again. And it was flying. It was about anywhere from 50, you know, at times it was about 50 feet above the ground, at times it was maybe 400 feet above the ground. And when it was up there high, I could see it in the outside rearview mirror. And the closest it got to me, I would say, was little under half a mile, and I was just before Fairview there. And I turned into Fairview, and you come across, and you turn, to come into Fairview from the highway, you have to turn south. And when I turned south into Fairview, it went south to the north, and it went to the north, and when we went back to the east, it went to the east. And we sat up on a hill and watched it, and it just sat there. And when we went back into town, it came back into town, towards town.
Okay, now I'm going to go back a little bit to Highway 85 before you turn on the 200. Now, when you first picked this thing up and it started approaching you, did it approach from the rear or was it coming in from your right or your left?
Okay, I never got onto Highway 85. I never got on.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I was going east on 200, and
right.
I stopped before the junction there.
I see. Okay.
Okay, I was about maybe a half a mile from that junction when I stopped. And I sat there, and I looked at it, and I turned my radio off and everything because I thought maybe it was a helicopter sitting up there.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't hear anything. And so I knew it was a helicopter, and that's the only thing that I knew that could... you know, sit there like that. And so I turned around, and I went back, and I decided, well, I'll pull into this farmhouse, you know.
Right.
And there was no one there. So when I was coming out of the farmhouse was on the north side of the road.
Okay.
And I was coming back onto the Highway 200, and I looked off to my left there, and there it was. It was coming right before me. And so I turned... to the right there, coming back west. And when I started picking up speed, that's when that green light came on. And, you know, from then on, it was right there with me.
Now, what part of the object was this green light located on?
It was kind of on the underneath of it.
Underside. Okay. Now, how about the color of the top side?
I couldn't see. There was that reddish-orange light. But it didn't look for sure if it was on the top. It looked kind of like it was at an angle. You know.
Okay. And at all times you were watching this out of your rear view mirror?
Right. I could see it, except for that one spot when I met that car. I couldn't see it. I didn't see it then.
And it was low enough then so that you had no problem seeing it through your mirror in the window.
Right.
Okay. And when it was pacing you, following you, did it stay with the highway or go to the left or right at any time?
The only time I think that it got off the highway was when the highway curved around Cartwright there. Because I couldn't see it, but I don't know if it was up higher than I could see, or I think it was to the right of me, because the highway goes to, when you're coming west, the highway goes to the left.
I see.
And it comes back to the right. And when I came back to the right, there it was, behind me again.
I see. Okay. How about the altitude off of the roadway? Could you estimate that?
How high it was above the road?
Right, right.
At times it was, say, 50 feet above the ground.
I see. That's pretty close.
It was. I knew it was in a helicopter, you know, because the only helicopter that I have ever heard of is those Cobras that can do about 120 miles an hour.
Okay, then this object was all light. You couldn't see any openings or appendages or anything?
No,
okay.
I couldn't. But that bluish-green light, when it lit up, it looked like it was like probably about the size of an airplane.
I see. And then it maintained pretty much the same altitude at all times, but it did get closer.
Right. Well, it varied from, say, like 50 to 400 feet. But it was usually right around 50 feet.
Okay, now when it went up to about this 400-foot altitude...
That's when I got around the hills.
But, in other words, how were you watching that at that time, out the window or still in the mirror?
I could watch it in the mirror. I have a mirror on my left-hand side.
Oh, I see. You have the outside mirrors. Okay.
When it rolls up, I couldn't see it from the inside mirror, but I looked out on the outside mirror, and I could see it in that.
Okay. Now, how close would you say the closest approach to you was? I know this is kind of difficult.
In between a quarter of a mile and a half a mile.
Quarter and a half mile. Okay.
Yeah. I work with... measurements, I seismograph, and we work with, measurements like that, and I could judge pretty close about how close it was.
Okay, now just before you got into the town, did the object just pull off and stop somewhere?
Well, no. Yeah, stopped at the top.
I see, okay.
I stopped to talk to that police.
To the officer.
Right, and okay. It stopped.
And it just plain stopped.
Right, and it hovered over there.
Oh.
And I didn't know for sure, really for sure, if that was really it when I was talking to him. But when we moved back out, I kept an eye on it because I thought that was it. And when we started going out, I saw it going with us, and then I showed it to him.
Uh-huh.
And he looked over and saw it.
And then eventually this thing just shot away.
Yeah, it went way up in the sky.
Uh-huh, okay.
And I came over here, and I showed it to my mother. You know, I drove over here to Sydney, 11, 12 miles. She wanted to see, you know, she said she would like to have seen it, so I just opened up the window and showed it to her. It was still out there.
It was still at fairly high altitude then?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just looked like a bright star.
Uh-huh. How long would you say that this whole episode lasted?
From the time I saw it?
Yes.
Well, I saw it at about... Well, it was 3 o'clock when I got into Fairview. And I was doing 120 miles an hour, and that's 20 miles. And I had slowed down one time to about 85 miles an hour. So I probably saw it at about 10-12, or maybe, you know... So I saw it for about two and a half hours.
Okay. Then you first spotted it about 10 to what? 10
to 3.
10 to 3, okay.
And I quit looking at it about 5:30.
During the entire observation, did this object maintain that green light on the bottom?
No, it never. It, when me and that patrolman went out to look at it, it was sitting over there, and all you could see was the red light.
I see.
And when it was way up there, it looked just like a white light.
Uh-huh.
We got this guy's 30-06 out with the scope on it to look at it, and all you could see was a white light on it then.
I see. Okay. Okay, I think that's just about... is there anything that you could add to that?
Was it? I don't know.
Well, what was your opinion of UFOs before this happened?
Well, I had always wanted to really see one,
uh-huh.
You know. But I didn't want one like that, you know. And, I believe in them. You know, I believe that, you know, that made a believer out of me. That's
okay. While this object was pursuing you, were you, was your car radio playing?
No, it wasn't. I had a tape player on.
Yeah, was there any interference on that?
No, there wasn't.
How about your engine or your headlights? Was there any interference in either one of those?
No.
No electrical trouble at all?
No.
Okay. Now, how about the traffic on the highway, Rick? Was there...
There wasn't anybody.
Is this unusual for that highway?
No, it isn't. Not at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I see. Okay. Did you see anybody in the area after?
No.
Okay.
There was that... Well, that car that I met, you know, when I was coming and they were going the other way, when me and that patrolman were sitting there watching that thing, it looked, I'm sure, I told that patrolman I was sure that was that car that was going west and it came back east.
And that was on Highway 200?
Right.
Right, okay. Now, while you were going through this experience, did you have any strange physical or mental feelings at all? Other than being scared?
Well, no. I just, you know, I just thought, wow, why me, you know?
Uh-huh.
I was wondering what it was, what they were wanting.
Yes. Well, Rick, we really appreciate your calling and giving us all of this information. If we send you a questionnaire, would you take the time to fill it in?
You bet I will.
Because we feel that this experience that you've had is of great scientific value, and we need all the data we can get on it.
Yeah, I sure will. This is something that I'm kind of interested in myself.
Fine. Okay, well, we'll send you a little literature on the subject. You might find that interesting.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
And thanks again for talking to us.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye.